glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
I need reminders. If I'm not reminded by alarms, notes, or others, I often forget things. A consistent reminder has great value. We make our appointments, we take our medicines, we fulfill obligations. In our devotional study on this edition of Moments, we will examine the reminder that Jesus left for his disciples to observe. It has great value to our faith in Jesus. We are hopeful that you will stay tuned to our program today. We are grateful for the opportunity to speak on behalf of our Lord and Savior and to share our message with you.
In moments like these, I sing out a song. I sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like these, I lift up my voice. I lift up my voice to the Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. I love you. In moments like these, I sing out a song. I sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like these, I lift up my hands. I lift up my hands to the Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. Singing,
there are many scenes recorded for us from the last week and day of the life of Jesus. He spent his last week in Jerusalem. He was there to fulfill the work that he had come to do. His death was near, and he was preparing himself and his disciples for it. One of the scenes recorded for us is the Passover meal he shared with his apostles the night before he died. During that meal, Jesus instituted the memorial we keep every Sunday. Let me read a portion of Luke's account, Luke 22:19 through 20. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." Many years later, the Apostle Paul wrote to Christians recalling to their minds this scene. I'll read from his letter to the church at Corinth, chapter 11, 23 through 26. "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this, whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" The awareness of this scene at the Last Supper is heightened during this time of the year. The calendar reminds us that it is the season of the year when Jesus shared his last Passover with those chosen disciples. From the scenes of that night, and because of the instructions and examples in the New Testament, Christians joined together for the purpose of sharing this memorial feast. Unleavened bread is prepared, and the fruit of the vine is made ready so that as disciples we can, in memory of Jesus, break together the bread and share in the cup. Remembering the sacrifice of Jesus is vital to our faith. His suffering on Calvary was for us. He died for our sins, not his. We remember that he willingly gave up his life. No one took his life away from him. He freely, out of a deep love for us, gave his life up so that we could be forgiven of our sins and have the hope of everlasting life. By remembering his suffering and death, we cherish the salvation that he purchased for us. Every Lord's Day, we are refreshed by this memorial supper. We meditate upon the life we have lived and the life we are to be living because he is our Lord and our Savior. It prevents us from getting caught up in just living out our lives here and now. It helps us to look forward into eternity. The resurrection came soon after his death, and when we are communing each Lord's Day, we not only recall the death of Jesus, but we celebrate the resurrection that promises us victory over death. And so our faith is strengthened by our participation in the memorial supper that Jesus instituted that night. Observing the supper with our brothers and sisters in Christ makes for a special bond of fellowship. Christ and his cross holds us together. By observing this memorial feast, we share in a proclamation of the significance of his sacrifice and his resurrection. We set before one another, and I believe before the world, the faith we have in Jesus and in what he did, what he promises to do for us. Through his life, we find the perfect example. In his death, we find salvation from our sins. By his resurrection, we live in hope of life beyond the grave. Nurturing our faith in Jesus is often addressed by New Testament writers. Growing in the grace and knowledge of the Lord is what Peter tells us. Paul says that we should never lack in spiritual fervor. James instructs us to humble ourselves before God and let him take us by faith into a relationship that trusts in him. Jesus said we should take our hands to the plow and never look back at the life that we once lived before we secured the promises of God in Jesus Christ. I certainly hope that the special emphasis upon the anniversary of Christ's sacrifice and his victory over the grave makes us all attentive to what it means to us to believe in Jesus the Christ. But I would caution us in placing this into the ritual of a single season of the year. It is not something to be celebrated for just a few weeks out of every year. The picture of biblical example is that it becomes something for every day and every week for the rest of our lives. It is not to be held as sacred for one Sunday of the year, but rather it should give us a sacred purpose in living from Sunday to Sunday all year long. By all means, we should celebrate the memory of Christ's death. In following the pattern of New Testament scriptures, we do so equally on every Sunday of the year. There should be that time spent with others in the faith surrounding the table of our Lord. The bread should remind us that he came in the flesh and that he lived for us. He suffered death for us. The blood is the life-giving blessing of our salvation. The shedding of his blood is the means by which salvation from sin can be offered and found. So in remembrance of him, we meet with our brothers and sisters and share in the cup of our Lord. Jesus set it up, and the apostles taught it. We today honor the memory of Jesus when we in faith assemble to proclaim his death. This memorial time takes on such meaning when, by our faith, we share it with Jesus and with our brothers and sisters in the Lord. I hope today you believe in Jesus and that your faith will lead you to always remember what he has done for you and for all of us.
We gather here in Jesus' name. His love is burning in our hearts like living flame. For through the loving Son, the Father makes us one. Come take the bread, come drink the wine, come share the Lord. No one is a stranger here, everyone belongs. Finding our forgiveness here, we in turn forgive all wrongs. He joins us here. The bread. The Lord who pours the cup is risen from the dead. The one we love the most is now our gracious host. Come take the bread, come drink the wine, come share the Lord. We are now a family of which the Lord is. Unseen, he meets us here in the breaking of the bread. We'll gather soon where angels sing. We'll see the glory of our Lord and coming King. Now we anticipate the feast for which we wait. Come take the bread, come drink the wine, come share the Lord. Come take the bread, come drink the wine, come share the Lord. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.